In the first season of The Moment of Truth, all of America was shocked by the people willing to confess anything.
Gotta speak the truth.
In an attempt to win $500,000.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
Yes.
I knew it.
Do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
No.
Their revelations yes. brought pain and devastation to the friends and families who came to support them.
Katya, are you comfortable?
I'm dying.
I am so stressed out.
I don't want to hear that answer. I don't think anyone would want to hear that answer.
But that didn't stop their ruthless pursuit of cold, hard cash.
Are we going to continue?
All the way up.
No. No. I want to keep going.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Some answers opened wounds so deep, it seemed they would never be able to heal.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives?
Yes.
She's like a sister to me, and I haven't known for 9 years.
The further they went, the more damage they caused.
You're making this worse than it is.
I don't think I can make this worse than it is.
What else is there to really tell me?
Do you believe you might have been in love with a former boyfriend on your wedding day?
Yes, I believe I was.
If you thought that was hot, then get ready.
Okay, here we go. Mark, this is to you in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Because this summer, we're turning up the heat.
It's getting warm in here, Mark.
In the past year, have you done anything illegal you could go to jail for? Have you ever dated a married man knowing full well it could ruin his marriage? Did you ever wake up in bed with a man whose name you could not remember?
Oh, jeez.
Did you ever drink alcohol while you were pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Can you truly forgive the driver who nearly killed your son?
This is the one I was worried about.
Do you blame your father for ruining your childhood?
The show's so compelling and controversial, it had all of America talking is back. And it's more crushing than ever. And it starts right now.
Tonight, the only thing that separates a person from $500,000 is 21 questions and their ability to answer each one of these questions with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is there an honest person left in America? The time has come to face the moment of truth.
You'll meet the man who might just be our most ruthless contestant ever. Trust fund kid Curtis Frank has no problem revealing his most intimate secrets.
Have you ever told someone you'd been tested for a sexually transmitted disease when in fact you hadn't? Have you ever had sexual relations with a woman inside your family's furniture store?
He'll destroy the woman he loves.
While you were dating your girlfriend Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
I need to walk out. So embarrassing.
Crush his best friend.
Have you ever suspected your friend John of making a pass at your girlfriend Aurora?
And give his mother the shock of her life.
Have you ever stolen money from the family business?
It's our most cold-blooded contestant ever, with an ending so shocking, you'll have to see it to believe it.
Prior to tonight's show, all of our participants have undergone a rigorous polygraph exam. They don't know the results of that test, but if they tell the truth, they can win up to $500,000. And if they feel they may not have been truthful during their polygraph test, they can change their answers tonight. Let's meet our first participant.
Curtis Frank is a 28-year-old gold broker from Fountain Hills, Arizona. He was born in Wisconsin and has 5 brothers and sisters. He was asked over 50 questions by a polygraph examiner. 21 have been chosen for tonight.
Curtis Frank, this is your moment of truth. the show.
Nice to see you.
Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Hopefully you'll be there for quite some time.
I hope so, too.
How you feel?
I feel wonderful.
Do you think you're going to be able to tell the truth in front of all of America tonight?
I sure hope so. I like to think a pretty truthful person, so.
I hope so, too. There are six levels of questioning. The further you go, the harder the questions get, but the more money you can win, as you see right there. You can quit at any time and take the money, but once you hear a question, you have to answer that question. And remember, if you're caught lying, you lose everything and the game is over. Okay?
All right.
You've got it.
I'm excited.
You're not only telling the truth in front of all of America tonight, you brought family and friends here as well. Let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Marie, Curtis's mom.
Hi, I'm Aurora.
I'm Cody, Curtis's little brother.
I'm John, Curtis's friend.
Glad to have all of you here. My intention is that it's a good experience for everybody, but I will let you know that the questions can get very personal. Are you up for it?
Yes.
Yes? Are you ready, Curtis?
I'm excited.
Okay, let's get to it. Okay, Curtis. Level one has six questions. Answer all six truthfully, you win $10,000 just like that. Remember, if you're ever concerned about the answers you gave on your polygraph exam, you can change them tonight, no problem. Just be careful when you do it.
All right.
Okay? Very nice sport coat there and the pocket scarf.
Really? Yeah, really I appreciate it.
Is it important for you to look good?
I'd say so. You know, I've been accused of trying a little too hard, but yeah, I think so.
Question one. When walking past a mirror, do you usually stop and check yourself out?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Who doesn't, right?
One truth for five more $10,000. That's no surprise to you guys, right?
No, not at all.
But it's your boy, of course he looks great.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Of course. One truthful, five more $10,000. Question two. As an adult, have you ever put on makeup before going out for the night?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Now,
I don't know if I can clap for that.
In my line of work, that's not an uncommon thing to do, but in your line of work, that might be a little bit of a stretch.
A little bit.
But occasionally, you need a little bronze or a little something to.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Cody, are you aware your big brother occasionally puts a little cover up on?
Absolutely. Yes, I really am.
And have you done the same?
No.
Two truthful answers for you. Four more, you win $10,000.
All right.
What kind of movies do you like?
Probably older ones I prefer. Like Rebel Without a Cause, things like that.
The old black and white classic.
Not much in the shoot 'em ups or anything like that.
No?
So.
Question three. Have you ever watched more than a single minute of gay pornography? Have you ever watched more than a single minute of gay pornography?
Yes.
Your answer is yes?
Yes.
That answer is true.
That's three truthful answers. I want to let you guys know you can use the button whenever you want. That kills that question. We'll replace it with a new question, but you can only use it once. Okay? You clear? Excellent. How long have you known your friend John over there?
4 years old.
Since you're 4 years old?
Yep.
So you know a lot about one another.
Oh, yeah.
Question four. Have you ever been attracted to one of your male friends?
So far, Curtis has been cocky with his answers, but the questions are about to get devastating.
Have you ever been attracted to one of your male friends? Have you ever told someone you'd been tested for a sexually transmitted disease when in fact you hadn't? Have you ever stolen money from the family business?
And his relationship with his girlfriend may be ruined forever.
While you were dating your girlfriend Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
I need to walk out. So embarrassing.
The moment of truth continues.
How long have you known your friend John over there?
4 years old.
Since you're 4 years old?
Yep.
So you know a lot about one another.
Oh, yeah.
Question four. Have you ever been attracted to one of your male friends? John, what do you think?
I'm a little concerned on this one. I can't lie. This concerns me.
Question's on you. Have you ever been attracted to one of your male friends?
No.
That answer is... true.
You guys were scared. You guys were scared.
More truthful. Two more $10,000. Growing up, was religion important in your household?
It was.
Yeah?
Yep. Grew up going to church every Sunday. I would say that it definitely plays a role in my life, I'd like to think.
Question five. Have you ever attended a church function solely to pick up a woman?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Yes.
Five truthful. One more $10,000. Are you a good storyteller?
Yeah.
Aurora, does he tell a good story?
Yes.
Question six for $10,000. Do you tell your friends intimate details about the women you date? Aurora, how do you feel to know that he might...
I know that he's told me that he doesn't do this.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you tell your friends intimate details about the women you date? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Cody, John, have you heard any of these details before?
Oh, they're clamming up now.
I think I know the answer already. You've heard
what's telling the truth. What guy doesn't, right?
Let's find out if that answer is true or false.
That answer is true.
Congratulations, you just won $10,000.
Thank you.
Well done. Now, to get that money, you're gonna have to leave. You're gonna have to decide that you wanna go home. If not, you're gonna risk it every time I ask you a question. But if you can answer five more truthfully, you'll win $25,000. So Curtis Frank, what do you wanna do?
Good question. What do you guys think? So? Let's go for more.
You wanna go for more, okay.
Go for more.
Next level, $25,000, five questions, starting right now. It's nice having mom supporting you over there.
It is, very nice. I love her very much.
You glad to be here, Marie?
Hesitantly, but yes, I am.
Question seven. Would you be able to pay your mortgage if your mother cut off your allowance?
Oh,
So you've got a mortgage, you own a home.
I do, I do. I got a nice big house that I can't afford, let's put it that way. So my mom has been helping me out with it and some of my family members, so I'm very happy and gracious. But I would say no.
That answer is true.
That's seven. Do you mind helping him out, Marie?
I don't mind. I help all my children equally.
She's very generous.
She's very generous. Yes, I'm very, very lucky. Very lucky.
Do you try to be a good son in return?
Yes. Would you say so, Mom?
He tries, yes.
I try.
Question eight. Have you ever felt like you were a burden to your family? Marie, you're shaking your head.
Well, it's kind of a heavy question.
It's only the beginning of heavy questions. But you knew that. Have you ever felt like you were a burden to your family?
Yes. A lot of times.
That answer is true.
That's eight truthful. I've noticed that your demeanor has changed with the last couple of questions. They've hit a little bit close to home.
True.
And I just want to remind you that you don't have to endure anymore. You've got $10,000. If you want to stop right now, there's no shame in that. Okay? Last thing I want to do is see you suffer unwillingly. If this is difficult for you, you don't want to be here, you certainly are not bound to stay. You've won $10,000, and in anybody's book, no matter what your expenses are, $10,000 is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So is it getting too hot for you, or do you want to keep going?
I'd like to keep on going.
Okay. Curtis, are you a generous person?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah?
I'm pretty giving to my friends and family when I have it, for sure.
Question nine. Have you ever knowingly passed a counterfeit bill?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Well, that's nine truthful. Tell me about your family business.
Family business was started about 9 years ago by my father.
What was the business?
It was leather furniture. And after he passed away, my mom and a few of my brothers took it over, and it's been going successfully for the last 9 years, so.
Okay. Question 10. Have you ever had sexual relations with a woman inside your family's furniture store?
Coming up, Curtis Frank confronts questions that will expose his most evil deeds.
Have you ever told someone you'd been tested for a sexually transmitted disease when in fact you hadn't? Have you ever stolen money from the family business?
And one question could crush any chance he has with the girl he loves.
While you were dating your girlfriend Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
I need to walk out. So embarrassing.
The moment of truth continues.
Tell me about your family business.
Family business was started about 9 years ago by my father.
What was the business?
It was leather furniture. And after he passed away, my mom and a few of my brothers took it over, and it's been going successfully for the last 9 years, so. Okay.
Question 10. Have you ever had sexual relations with a woman inside your family's furniture store?
That's horrible.
Yes.
That answer is... true.
Marie, how do you feel about that?
I guess I'm
quite shocked.
You've got 10 truthful answers. One more, $25,000. But you can stop right now if you want. That last question was shocking, but in my book, that's still on the playful side. This one's not so playful. You might lose some respect in your mother's eyes with the answer to this question. Maybe not. It's not for me to judge. I'm just letting you know as clearly as I can, this next question is very personal.
Right.
If you stop now, you have $10,000. If I read this question, you answer it false, you lose it. If you answer it truthfully, $25,000. Do you want this question?
You're there. One more. Do it. Why not? Let's do it.
Question 11. Have you ever told someone you'd been tested for a sexually transmitted disease when in fact you hadn't?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Congratulations, you've just won $25,000. $25,000. So, you want to tell us what happened?
Not really. Next question.
See, when I say you want to tell us what happened, it gives you room to explain it in a way that goes, oh, of course. But in that case, it sounds like it might have been just exactly what the question refers to.
Probably.
Okay. The next level is four questions and four questions only. And you get four times the money if you can be truthful. You get $100,000. But I can assure you, and you know this because you've seen all of the questions that could be asked of you
right.
tonight. I can assure you that those next four questions that contain at least one of them, that makes the last question child's play.
Right.
So what do you want to do?
Do it. Do it. One more step.
Marie, what would you like him to do?
Looks like your mom wants you to stop.
What are you going to do?
We'll go for it.
All right. Next level is $100,000. Only four questions to get there. I hope that's the right decision.
I
wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Question 12. Have you ever suspected your friend John of making a pass at your former girlfriend, Aurora?
Coming up, Curtis is asked a question that could crush his relationship with his mother.
Have you ever stolen money from the family business?
And his relationship with his girlfriend may be ruined forever.
While you were dating your girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
need to walk out. So embarrassing.
The moment of truth continues.
The next level is four questions and four questions only. And you get four times the money if you can be truthful. You get $100,000. But I can assure you, and you know this because you've seen all of the questions that could be asked of you tonight. I can assure you that those next four questions that contain at least one of them that makes the last question child's play.
Do it.
So what do you want to do?
Do it. One more step.
Marie, what would you like him to do?
Looks like your mom wants you to stop.
What are you going to do?
We'll go for it.
All right. Next level is $100,000. Only four questions to get there. I hope that's the right decision. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Question 12. Have you ever suspected your friend John of making a pass at your former girlfriend, Aurora?
Think about this.
Ironically, you're the one who said, just go one more question.
I know.
Yeah, what about you?
You can hit the button if you don't want to hear the answer.
No, I want to hear this.
Have you ever suspected your friend John of making a pass at your former girlfriend, Aurora?
Yes.
Dude.
That answer is true.
That's 12. On the advice of your friend John, you went one more question. John, you seem pretty upset about this.
It is what it is, I guess. You know?
Have you ever made a pass at Aurora?
What happens is, you know, I'll go out with Aurora and her friends, so obviously, you know, I guess anything could happen, but no.
Well, Aurora's a beautiful girl, and you're a man.
It's just shocking having my best friend accuse me of.
Aurora, has he ever made a pass at you?
No, I mean, John is very friendly, and we get along. No, we get along really well, so, and we hang out, so maybe he thought, you know, that he did, but.
Okay. How would you describe your work ethic?
Hot and cold. Sometimes I work really hard and really dedicated, and other times I'm a lazy SOB, so.
Question 13. Have you ever stolen money from the family business?
Hit it, Mom.
Hit it.
If you don't want to know, you can hit the button.
Do you want to know?
Hit the button. Yeah, hit the business. Hit the button. Mother, hit the business.
Do you want me to hit it?
Hit the business. Yes.
Okay. I won't ask another question about that. You guys can discuss it on your own time. I hope that that was the right choice. I will now give you a replacement question. And I hope that this one's easier for you. Question 13. Did you ever purchase alcohol for your brother Cody when he was under the legal drinking age?
My answer is yes.
That answer is true.
I would say you guys use that button expertly. Because certainly underage drinking is no laughing matter.
It's not.
But that's probably what Big Brothers get in trouble with the most.
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Okay. You've answered 13 truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two more to get to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
it's not going to come easy.
No.
Think about all the questions you were asked on your polygraph exam.
Right.
Think about the ones probably that you would rather not answer. At least one of these is one of those.
Okay.
Again, I try to be as straightforward
right,
with you as possible.
I appreciate that.
You can stop now. You got 25 grand.
Keep going, Curtis. Keep going, Curtis. Keep going, Curtis.
Do it. After this, then you're done. Do two more and do it.
What if I don't get those two right? Then what?
Then you leave with no money.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you feel? You think you can answer?
You're gonna get greedy, or you're gonna?
You've already gone this far.
Let's keep going.
As soon as I start reading the question, you've risked your money. Question 14. Do you secretly want to get back together with your girlfriend Aurora?
Will continue.
I'm gonna go home with the money I have.
I'm gonna take the money.
If you and your family and friends would like to appear on The Moment of Truth, go to Fox.com to see all the details. You're only 21 questions away from winning $500,000.
$100,000. Okay. You've answered 13 truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two more to get to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to come easy.
No.
Think about all the questions you were asked on your polygraph exam.
Right.
Think about the ones probably that you would rather not answer. At least one of these is one of those.
Okay.
Again, I try to be as straightforward
right,
with you as possible.
I appreciate that.
You can stop now. You got 25 grand.
Keep going, Curtis. Keep going, Curtis. Keep going, Curtis.
Do it. After this, then you're done. Do two more and do it.
What if I don't get those two right? Then what?
Then you leave with no money.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you feel? You think you can answer?
You're gonna get greedy, or you're gonna?
You've already gone this far.
Let's keep going.
As soon as I start reading the question, you've risked your money. Question 14. Do you secretly want to get back together with your girlfriend, Aurora? What do you think his answer will be, Aurora?
I don't know.
My answer is yes.
Answer is true.
Congratulations, that's 14
truthful. She's a wonderful girl. I'd love to be with her. Yeah, I love her.
Aurora, who broke up with whom this time?
It was mutual. Oh. We both.
Obviously, not too mutual. Any chance that this relationship will rekindle?
You never know. I don't know. We'll see.
Depends on question 15.
Okay. I want to remind you one thing. You have no button. You have no backup question. Whatever I ask you, you have to answer. And if you don't answer truthfully, you lose $25,000. Okay?
Yes.
This next question?
Probably a doozy.
It's a doozy.
Yeah.
You want it?
I don't want it, but I'll take it. Sure. Let's hear it.
Well, you can stop. You get $25,000.
Let's do it.
Aurora, tell me about Curtis. Is he a romantic guy?
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He cooks dinner, and just the things he says are really nice and romantic.
Question 15, for $100,000. while you were dating your former girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
The moment of truth will continue. So far tonight, Curtis Frank has coolly answered questions that have shocked his friends and devastated his family.
Have you ever felt like you were a burden to your family?
Yes.
Have you ever knowingly passed a counterfeit bill?
Yes.
Have you ever had sexual relations with a woman inside your family's furniture store?
Yes.
He crushed his best friend.
Have you ever suspected your friend John of making a pass at your girlfriend Aurora?
Think about that.
Yes.
Dude.
And his relationship with his girlfriend may be ruined forever.
I need to walk out. So embarrassing.
I want to remind you one thing. You have no button. You have no backup question. Whatever I ask you, you have to answer. And if you don't answer truthfully, you lose $25,000. Okay?
Yes.
This next question?
Probably a doozy.
It's a doozy.
Yeah.
You want it?
I don't want it, but I'll take it. Sure. Let's hear it.
Well, you can stop. You get $25,000.
Let's do it.
Aurora, tell me about Curtis. Is he a romantic guy?
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He cooks dinner, and just the things he says are really nice and romantic.
Question 15, for $100,000. While you were dating your former girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on her? Aurora, any thoughts on this?
I don't think he ever did.
Well, there's no button to save you now. You have to answer this truthfully or lose your $25,000. Mm-hmm. While you were dating your former girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on her? Yes or no?
Yes.
I need to walk out. So embarrassing.
That answer is true.
This is not good. Mm-mm. Our night of partying has just gone down the tubes.
So, you've won $100,000,
mm-hmm.
but in the process, possibly lost the chance of getting back together with the woman you secretly said you wanted to get back together with. That's not the answer you wanted to hear, huh, Aurora?
No.
I'm sorry to see you, tearing up.
It's okay.
I would have liked to have stopped before this question. But it's out there now, and here.
It's okay. Thank you.
Aurora, is this something we can come back from? Well, Curtis, what I can tell you is you're seeing exactly why sometimes it's better to take the short money and run on this program. But you have $100,000. That's yours.
Sure.
I can tell you this. Three more truthful answers, you double that money to $200,000. That's a lot of money. You know the questions you were asked, maybe the ones you were most worried about, like that last one, are out and done. The damage is done. So maybe it's smart to continue. Maybe it isn't. Only you can answer that question. What do you want to do? John, Cody, what do you think?
What do you guys think? Take it?
I think we had a lot of discussions, you know, leading up to this and what he was going to do. Obviously, seeing, you know, what's happened to Aurora and all this.
Not so fun anymore, is it?
No.
Cody, what do you think? Three away from 200,000.
It's all quits, brother. We came here and we didn't think anything would happen, and it did. So just take the money and run. Aurora, what do you think?
So Aurora and Marie, what do you think?
I don't want to see any of us being hurt anymore.
They have spoken.
$100,000. Congratulations. Well done. Curtis leaves here with $100,000 at the urging of his mother and his ex-girlfriend, Aurora. Key word, their ex-girlfriend. Hopefully they can work it out. That's all the time we have. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time right here on The Moment of Truth. Good night, folks.
Next week on The Moment of Truth, former flight attendant Christina Paolino shocks her family and friends when she reveals secrets about her bad girl past.
Have you ever taken a joyride in a stolen car?
Ooh.
While working at Hooters, did you ever have sex with one of your customers?
And she'll stop at nothing to win $500,000, even if it means destroying the people she loves most.
Have you ever suspected your boyfriend of cheating on you? Do you blame your father for ruining your childhood?
Behind her smile lies one of our most cold-hearted contestants ever. And she doesn't care who she hurts, as long as she wins some cold, hard cash.